What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
In today's edition of You and the Law, we tell you more about the Integrity Commission Bill 2014. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
JIS has gone mobile. Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app. Available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
Minister of Justice, Senator Mark Golding, says a priority policy of the government is the strengthening of the institutional framework to prevent and combat corruption. He says greater awareness of the issues surrounding the illicit activity is important in maintaining momentum in the fight against it.
The government of Jamaica recognizes that corruption is corrosive and undermines the processes and institutions that underpin our economy and our society, and thereby threaten the country's economic and social development.
Attorney General Patrick Atkinson says Jamaica has been recognized internationally for strong corruption prevention measures, particularly the drafting and enactment of key pieces of legislation in recent years.
This has paved the way for Jamaica to be accepted into the group of countries with best-in-class practices in this area. As a result of this, Jamaica is now benefiting from greater levels of international cooperation and assistance in fighting corruption, money laundering, fraud, international tax evasion, and other financial crimes.
One such proposed legislative initiative is the Integrity Commission Bill 2014. The bill is currently before a joint select committee of parliament. It is expected that the committee will complete the review of the bill in the upcoming financial year.
To this end, the Integrity Commission Bill 2014 seeks to make our current arrangements for ensuring high standards of ethical conduct among parliamentarians, public officials, and other persons more effective by creating synergies and operational efficiencies through consolidating the laws relating to the prevention of corruption and the institutional arrangements that go with them.
Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding. The legislation will also establish a single anti-corruption agency to assume the functions of three agencies.
The bill will create a single body known as the Integrity Commission out of the three existing entities that now exist and operate separately, and will promote and strengthen the measures for the prevention, detection, investigation, and, significantly, prosecution of acts of corruption and the oversight of the award, monitoring, and investigation of government contracts and prescribed licenses.
The three existing bodies to be merged are the Commission for the Prevention of Corruption, Parliamentary Integrity of Members Commission, and the Office of the Contractor General.
The intention is to afford a more coordinated approach and ensure the more efficient and effective use of scarce resources and building the necessary capacity and expertise to investigate and prosecute acts of corruption.
The new consolidated commission will also have the support of investigative resources and other audit and forensic capabilities through the major organized crime and anti-corruption agency, MOCA. The current limitations on the sharing of information between anti-corruption, taxation, and law enforcement agencies will also be eliminated. The new entity will be established as a Commission of Parliament to secure its independence in carrying out its functions. It is also structured to ensure appropriate checks and balances in relation to the considerable powers exercised by the officials who will manage the Commission's operations. It will be governed by five independent commissioners who will provide governance oversight and guidance to the directors of investigations, prosecutions, and administration who head the divisions that carry out the commission's operation.
It is absolutely necessary that we take this approach because our experience in Jamaica has shown that structural mechanisms to ensure effective governance oversight and accountability are necessary to mitigate against abuses of excesses in the use of those powers.
Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding. The government is fully committed to the fight against corruption and will continue to implement a range of measures through a strategic combination of prevention strategies. That's it for this week's edition of You and the Law. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.